third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about Memorial Day, considering it's Memorial Day as we are doing this program, and it is a live holiday edition of this program. So we're, of course, here to take your calls about anything that you want, but there's a lot of interesting subjects and tangents to be discussed around Memorial Day. And, Mark, you've been focusing on some of the, as you've been calling them, platitudes that people like to just toss out there to justify their support of organized killing around the world. And I think that that's been particularly useful addressing the issue of freedom isn't free, and the idea that the military has been fighting to keep you free. You wouldn't be able to protest if it weren't for the military. And the world is a scary place, so therefore we need to have the military to keep us safe, because somehow going around and killing people is making the world a less scary and less dangerous place.
Well, there's the one that's even more disgusting about that is we're helping them. The idea that the United States government is helping the Iraqi or Afghani people by going there and, you know, being involved in these war situations. Ask them if they feel helped, because some of them do. Hamid Karzai and his crew definitely have been helped by the United States. I mean, this guy was out of Afghanistan. He was fleeing. He wouldn't even feel safe in the country. But the United States just decides, oh yeah, this guy needs to be in charge, and they put him in charge. And of course, he's a despot. What a surprise!
So I was out at a Memorial Day protest, or not protest, but a rally, a peace rally today during a parade for Memorial Day, and got a really positive response from a number of people in the crowd as we were walking down the street behind this Memorial Day parade. It was only four activists, but you know, we had our little line, we had a banner, and the banner said, "I'm not disturbing the peace, I'm disturbing the war," and had a peace sign on it. And somebody made a comment about that banner, and I didn't hear the full comment. I said that they were calling us chicken, and essentially that is what they were calling us, but I didn't hear the full comment. But Chris Cantwell was there with us, and he's been writing up an occasional blog, and I've been reposting them over at freekeen.com. This one I have not yet reposted, but I probably will later tonight. He's written this on his Facebook page. Happy Nationalist War Propaganda Day. Today, people across the country are holding parades, having barbecues, and taking the day off work in celebration of the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people who were conned into dying for the false religion of statism. They call this ritual Memorial Day. Personally, I find it all rather disturbing. I don't think it's good that we send men and women off to die in foreign deserts, jungles, and cities. I don't think it's good parenting to tell your children that they should grow up to be like those dead people. I don't think I have rights granted to me by violent institutions or men who act as their agents. It was with these concerns that I grabbed a sign and joined some fellow peace activists at Central Square in Keene for the Memorial Day parade. This morning. It was a lot of fun, even if it was a bit early for many of our activists. He names the people that were there, and he says, we stood with our signs as the parade went by, and at the end of the parade, we followed behind the last vehicle as if we were part of it. We walked past both supporters and detractors, through the cheers and the jeers, and I enjoyed both equally. Where the parade came to a halt, there was a veterans memorial where hundreds of people came to say thanks for being dead to the men and women of the war machine. Now stopped, it was easier for people to come up to us and make it known just how they felt about our message, and they sure did. One person called me a communist. Interesting theory, as though communists are against war? I mean, communists historically have been responsible for the deaths of millions of people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it gets really mushy in here. People calling themselves communists set up socialist governments with the hope, because Marx said that socialism would turn into communism and the government would wither away. As though government has ever withered anywhere. But whatever.
It's just funny. That's the best they've got, right? Is you're a communist.
Well, right. I got you. But I mean, a communist could be a person who wants, wants everybody to have an equal voice in the governing of everyone. I mean, the world would live communally and share communally. That they wouldn't have these things like property that people are willing to fight and die for.
That could very well be what a communist is. In fact, many of them would likely describe
anybody who's calling themselves a communist, that's what they are, but that you've met.
But the history of communism shows differently, right? The history of communism, the reality of communism is violence and murder and bloodshed.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, I mean, most people, when they say communist, they're really just kind of associating you with, like, being a hippie, probably.
I see.
Like, if you're a protester and you're protesting war, you're obviously a hippie with no jobs, you're obviously a communist.
And you hate America, and the people who hate America are the Soviet Union, and you support them. You are the worst of the worst.
So, interesting theory, writes Chris, as my sign read on one side, statism is not worth dying for, and on the other side, war is the health of the state. I pointed out to him that I'm no fan of governance and that communist governments aren't exactly known for being peaceful. Another one referred to the peace symbol on one of our signs as the American chicken footprint. And this was the comment about chicken that I didn't hear the entire comment of, so I didn't realize what he was saying. He said, took me a minute to get that one. It was pointed out to him that it requires a lot of courage to stand for peace, that's what I told him, while others beat the drums for war. He proved our point by trying unsuccessfully to physically intimidate me and knocked my sign out of my hand before some other onlookers came to stop what they clearly thought might become a fistfight. So he was actually pulled away by one of the other people there from the war memorial.
Yeah, because it takes a real hero to fight somebody with a peace sign in their hand. I mean, who's the chicken? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's going to come out with a peace sign and stand at a Memorial Day event, are they really a chicken? Because I don't think they are. I think that...
Because some crazy jackball like this dude might come up and hit you.
If you take a look at the peace activists that have, the big-time peace activists out there, these are people that are brave, that are willing to give up things for what they believe.
One said to me, "Who do you think gives you the right to hold that sign?" I told her I was pretty sure any rights I have, I was born with. And I think my parents were responsible for that one.
But. Also, I would like that person, I'd love that person to defend their statement, that the military somehow grants you rights. Okay, I'll give it to you. The colonial army at the Revolutionary War, those guys fought in order for the United States to exist and for people to have more rights than they previously had. I'll give that one to you.
How'd that work out?
War, since then, have people fought for your rights? Because I don't think Japan, and the best one I can come up in the last century is the Pacific Theater of World War II. I don't think Japan was entirely trying to invade the mainland and take over America, considering that one of their generals said that there'd be a gun hiding behind every blade of grass.
I think Japan was responding to being blockaded, essentially, or oil blockade.
I think they were
blockade.
An imperial power. They were being blockaded because they were invading China. I think they were another imperial power.
Reason for it. It's the American government that initiated force against the Japanese government in the knowing, and they expected that the Japanese government would respond with violence, because that tends to be what happens when you use violence, is more comes back at you. And so they essentially goaded the Japanese into making that strike.
But the American government stepped in as a proxy or an agent of the Chinese government.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm just pointing out the history.
So what I'm trying to say is, if you think that the United States government was good in that situation, I'm not saying that either of them are good. You're talking about both imperial powers.
Right.
That were fighting over, ownership or control over a bunch of islands in the Pacific. To me, they're largely the same. The Japanese government wasn't going to invade America or take any Americans' rights. Maybe Hawaii, which shouldn't have been, a problem for the United States government anyway. They shouldn't have been involved in taking that island from those people in the first place. But, I mean, Hitler wasn't going to come across the Atlantic Ocean and land ships here and invade the United States. That would have never been. A little tiny country like Germany having enough troops to take over the North American continent? I mean, be realistic.
Yeah.
Fear
is not realistic.
Hitler was way, way, way busy with Stalin. Thanks.
Well, we're going to continue here with your calls. We've got somebody on the line claiming to be a veteran. Hopefully he'll stick with us. We'll get to that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More observations from Memorial Day here in moments. Or, of course, you can bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that. the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want here, toll-free, live Memorial Day edition. Ian in the studio with you.
And Julia.
Emma. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there, and they're all free thanks to great sponsors like SACL CAI.
That's right. Jason Osborne of SACL CAI wants to remind you to share your favorite episode every week of Free Talk Live on Facebook or Twitter, whatever social networking site you like best. It's a great way to spread the idea. ideas of liberty and you know, get more people listening to Free Talk Live. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. If you, you know, you have a business and accounts receivable gives you a headache, SACL CAI can handle it.
All right, let's go to Eric listening in Carbondale, Illinois, to Monster Radio 1150 WGGH. Hey, Eric.
Hey, thanks so much. From Monster Radio in Carbondale, Illinois, Southern Illinois. Guys, I'm a veteran, and I am a Libertarian Party activist, been in the Libertarian Party for 25 years, and I really, really hate what you guys are saying. I think you're misrepresenting the libertarian movement. I really wish you'd stop calling yourself libertarian.
Oh, I don't call myself libertarian.
When have we called ourselves?
God.
Don't worry.
We use the term.
I'm a voluntarist. I resigned publicly from the Libertarian Party about 5 years ago,
good,
4 years ago.
Because we libertarians don't want to have anything to do with your leftist, communist, America-hating ideology.
Now, what does it mean to be a libertarian to you?
A libertarian means fighting back against Islamo Nazism. We don't want our wives. We don't want our wives and girlfriends being forced to wear ugly black burqas from head to toe. Dude, let me talk. Well, I'm a veteran, okay? I did my 4 years. We don't want our marijuana smoking friends being jailed for life under Sharia law, our gay buddies being hung from lampposts under Sharia law. I mean, and we don't want booze and gambling made illegal under Islamo fascism. Are you guys aware what's
going on? That stuff is illegal under American fascism.
Yeah, it's all illegal already. I think you're playing like some sort of weird troll tongue-in-cheek thing, right?
Are you guys looking at what's going on in Europe right now? The Islamists just took over France under Francois Hollande and the Socialist Party.
Yeah, let me talk to you about that. Let me talk to you about that instead of yelling at each other. So, you know, one of the things that's different.
You guys deserve to be yelled at. You guys are misrepresenting the liberty movement. You're not libertarians, and I want your listeners to know you guys do not represent the libertarian movement whatsoever.
Okay, so
that's right. I only represent me. Thanks very much.
Yep. So, in this situation in Europe, what they have is a real problem with integration. And the reason they have a real problem with integration is social welfare programs. Essentially, you can move to Europe and be poor and get a subsistence level, check from the government. They'll take care of you, and you never have to integrate. You don't have to work. You don't have to go out and work for a boss who will have certain strictures on how you do things. It's hard to work in a burqa. And, you know, they don't, so the women don't integrate. They, you know, they have this, they can make these own insular societies because all they had to do is touch base. You know, they got there to Europe and now they've, you know, they're getting all these social welfare programs. In fact, it's the state that's destroying itself in those countries. I don't think that we're, you know, in this country, if we can eliminate those kind of social welfare programs, you won't have the same problems.
That is part of the problem. The other part of the problem is Islamic imperialism. They want to take over Western Europe. They already have a foothold here in the United States, in Minneapolis, in Dearborn, Michigan, northern New Jersey, Philadelphia. Do you know in Philadelphia they're trying to get rid of the liquor stores down in Chester, PA? You guys aren't even talking about that.
There's a lot of news to talk about.
There are a lot of Christians doing a lot of things, trying to get rid of a lot of people's freedoms in a lot of areas, too. And I'd say that they're a much bigger problem in this country, Christian imperialism, than Muslim imperialism.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me more about your so-called libertarianism, Eric, because I don't really believe you're a real person. But
I want to legalize drugs. I'm a capitalist, Anglo-Indian, preacher guy, Lily von Mises.
Do you support war?
War against Islamo fascism, you're goddamn right.
Do you know that war is the health of the state? That war is
the health of the state is Sharia law and Islam.
Right. That's moronity. Hold on. Hey, if you want to yell, I'm louder than you. I can turn up my mic and turn you down. So shut up. Now listen for just 1 second. Hey, listen. I don't care about your 4 years.
Wait, I thought it was supposed to be 8 years. That's why I don't believe them.
The fact is that you didn't worry. This country wasn't worried about Sharia law 10 years ago. This is the new boogeyman. Last time it was socialism. Then it was the slanty-eyed imperialists. Whatever it was, there's always some boogeyman out there to take your freedom away. If you care about freedom, my friend, then you need to stop being scared of whatever the politicians shake, whatever dead chicken the politicians shake in front of your face.
When was the last time some blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swede threw planes into our Twin Towers?
I think a blonde, blue-eyed Swede blew up the Oklahoma City building a couple of years before that.
Oh, thanks for the call, Eric. Now I'm done with you. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. If that's the state of the Libertarian Party today, I sure am glad I have nothing to do with it.
I don't think that was a real call.
I don't think so either. I think he was some sort of a troll.
I think he absolutely was.
Yeah. Because anybody who's been in the military would know that it's 8 years, not four, as we already determined.
Well, he did 4 years, though.
True, but you're still in for another 4 years.
Yeah, but
I
don't think that's indicative of anything.
Well, either way, he seemed like full of it. But if it's true that libertarians these days are anything like that guy, wait, maybe that was that Eric Dondero character. I've heard about him. There's like
was
some.
His first name Eric?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know who this cat is. Like, he came around kind of after I was involved with the Libertarian Party.
He used to work for the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah, but this dude, like, calls himself a libertarian, and
he's one of the founding members of the Republican Liberty Caucus, sadly.
Yeah, and he's, like, somebody who supports warmongering.
But I think he's basically been kicked out.
He supports warmongering,
yeah,
right, and he supports government in a lot of different areas.
But he's claiming to be a libertarian.
It's
I believe
it's
Eric Dondero claims that.
Because doesn't, like, there's that bumper sticker out there that everyone puts, every liberal puts on their car that they just love, which is the pie graph, right, of how much the government spends on the military versus all the other programs.
It's discretionary income, and it's somewhat misleading, but yeah.
Right, but, I mean, the fact is, regardless, a huge chunk of money goes towards war, right? So it's interesting that you could be, like, a libertarian and be a capitalist, but also support funding wars.
I don't think you could. I mean, at least by the classic definition of libertarian, back when I was a libertarian, libertarian meant that you don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. In fact, the last time I checked, the Libertarian Party still had that as a statement that you actually have to sign in order to join the Libertarian Party.
Well, it's a fun thing to say. I mean, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance says liberty and justice for all. I mean, does anybody really believe that the United States provides liberty and justice for all? You know.
Well, I mean, it's an important thing to say. It was something that I originally was proud of when I was in the Libertarian Party because I saw this as, hey, this is something that really sets these guys apart. You can't just join if you're just Joe Schmo. You have to have principle. They called themselves, they're still right there on the top of their website at lp.org. It says the Party of Principle, and that was their principle, and I believe it still is. I can double-check that here in a moment.
But at least people know that, you know, folks in the Liberty Movement don't agree on everything.
Yeah, no doubt. And I've never said I spoke for anybody besides me. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost.
Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at civildispatch.com. That's civildispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
As, again, speaking of freetalklive.com, some of those features are archives. You can go all the way back to late 2006. And download as many of them as you want. It's going to take you time if you want to download them all. But they are there, and you can just go ahead and enjoy at your leisure. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the archives there. But you can also find our archives on our SoundCloud page, and we now link to the SoundCloud page from freetalklive.com. It's on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. There's a link there. It makes it easy to go to SoundCloud. And then you can just share any episode you want using their easy share button, and then share it on Facebook or share it, you know, Twitter, wherever you, it is you want to share, on your WordPress blog, etc. So go to freetalklive.com, download, share, and thanks.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. You don't have to click on anything to get them other than, you know, click to download the free Bitcoin software. It's open source. You can send and receive money with bitcoins. You don't need to pay any fees. There aren't any chargebacks if you're some kind of business. Well, I guess there are chargebacks, but they're under your terms. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. They're best described as cash for the internet. Now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. This is, I think it's 700,000 locations globally that you can do this. It's incredible. Maybe I've got that. I hope I've got that number right. Bitinstant.com.
All right, so we're going to go right back to your phone calls here in a moment, but I just wanted to get a little more information out there. We were talking about the Libertarian Party. The last caller suggested that we're supposedly representing libertarians on this show, which is absolutely inaccurate, not an accurate statement at all.
We couldn't get the Libertarian Party to advertise on the show years ago.
No, I tried. I called the Libertarian Party back when I was a life member of the party.
They didn't like the Free State Project, I think.
No, I don't think they've ever liked the Free State Project.
Why?
I can speculate on that. I believe it's... Well, I believe it's because there are people out there who like things just how they are, right? So they like things where they are. They don't want to leave. And so, therefore, the Free State Project is a threat to those people in that if you are still living in Sarasota, Florida, where Mark and I are from, and where you live for a short period of time, you have a harder time now doing activism because we're gone. And we're not the only ones who've left Sarasota, Florida. I can think of a handful of other folks that have moved up here from Sarasota. So if the Free State Project is successful, the idea is to bring the liberty activists who give a damn or are actually willing to do something all to the same place. So therefore, it essentially creates a brain drain. It creates an activism drain on any given area. So if you're one of those people who's just, you know, you are stuck in your ways or whatever, you have to stay where you are, maybe for a job or for your family or whatever your reason is for staying where you are, then the Free State Project is a danger to your movement from that perspective.
That's kind of funny that you say that because I'm remembering, I believe it was our first date. We went to a Libertarian Party like hut at the fair, right? This is where Ian takes his...
Our date?
This is where Ian takes his...
I don't think that was our date.
I'm just kidding. But kind of. I mean, I'm kind of being serious.
It's something we did together as a couple.
So, anyway, we went to this Libertarian Party thing, and I'm thinking of maybe five or six people that were there, and four of them are up here now.
Yeah, right. So, are they doing that nowadays? Probably not. In fact, the last time I looked at the Libertarian Party in Florida, the party had dissolved and had become a club because they couldn't, I don't know, they didn't have enough people to sit in the little treasurer seat and the vice chair seat and the chair seat, the sorts of things that you need to do to have political parties. So that would be my speculation as to why the Libertarian Party has never really been too fanatical or interested in reporting on the Free State Project. But what I wanted to say was, you know, despite all the problems I have with the Libertarian Party today and the reasons I resigned because they've lost, in my opinion, they've lost their way, they've lost sight of the principle that they still ostensibly hold dear. It's right there on their sign-up page at lp.org. It's in fact, the top thing on the sign-up page, certify your membership. Yes, sign me up as a member of the Libertarian Party to validate my membership. I certify that I oppose the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. It's the idea that anybody can get on and say that they're a libertarian, yet they support war? Sorry, the two don't mesh at all. Even with the lesser principled Libertarian Party and the status it is today, they still have that principle on the top portion of their sign-up. You don't miss this. It's the unique thing about the Libertarian Party. Again, I'm not a libertarian, but I used to be. Let's go to Robert listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Robert.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. My thought was, hold on one second. Let me turn it over here now.
Sorry, no problem. It's always a good idea.
Basically, listen to your program, and I listen to it on my way from work at nighttime, so I listen to you folks all the time, and I've been wanting to call in, never called in, it's my first time calling.
Here you are. Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, my thought process is, someone made a comment, I don't know if it was you personally, that, about liberty and justice, and I'm just thinking back to when this stuff was actually written and put down in this. We started saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Most, or at least some of our country, would not even guarantee liberty and justice.
Sure.
I agree with you on a lot of things that you say. However, I do disagree on the role of the government. I'm reading this book about Madison and how his goal was to protect the rights of the minority in our country. And, we probably can all agree that you can't have majority rule, and you got to have someone that steps in, and I think that is the central role of the government,
to protect minority?
To step in and stand for justice in the face of those that can't protect themselves?
Correct.
That would be nice if they actually did that, but unfortunately, as you probably know, they absolutely oppress minorities, and they, for instance, you look at the war on drugs, disproportionately they're arresting Hispanics and blacks far more than white people, and white people are using drugs just as much.
It's still just as dangerous to drive, well, probably not just as dangerous, it is still dangerous to drive through the wrong neighborhood while being black.
Right. Those incidents or those problems notwithstanding, you have to look at stuff like a brown board of education, Civil Rights Act of 1963, stuff like that is, I think, where the federal government have played a critical role within protecting the rights of minorities.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. The federal government stepped in and took the right side of that particular issue. But
right.
Let's not forget that the federal government had the wrong side of that issue for 100 years in this country. So, I mean, you know, all we advocate is the government stay out of people's interactions. I think it's wrong for somebody to claim ownership over another person. And I think that that's what the federal, the state, and the local governments claim over everybody, regardless of their color. When they say to you that you have to give a certain amount of your labor to them in the form of income tax or whatever taxes it is that you, on your labor, they're only claiming you as a partial serf. They're saying that your labor, therefore your body, belongs to them. And it's only an issue of degrees. If they can say that they get 35% of your labor, then why can't they say they get 70% of your labor?
Right. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you folks on several issues. The war on drugs, the decriminalization of drugs, and all that stuff. However, I just feel like this. If you were to do away with the federal government, and I'm talking about from the founding fathers like Madison, his whole point was, you had to have a strong federal government to protect the rights of minorities.
But it doesn't work. I mean, you're only talking about a political fantasy here. In reality,
if that's what it did, I'd support it too.
Right. In reality, you've got a mechanism of power, and certain types of people are attracted to those mechanisms. So what happens when racists, now, they're not going to be overt about it, what happens when racists, or quietly racists, get in charge of the federal government? Then you got a real problem on your hands, don't you?
But I go direct.
Hold a moment.
Hold that thought, Robert. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Maybe you'll be in a better cell at that point, too. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're right back to this fantasy, the idea that you're going to somehow give good people the reins of government. Not going to work. It's Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guarantee.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Should you like, and take control of the airwaves. You don't get in tonight, that's no big deal. We do this thing 7 nights a week, even on holidays like this one. Live Memorial Day edition of the show. Here with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE. As we continue here, you can bring up what you want. And by the way, you can also support this program by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a free bumper sticker there. The instructions are there as to how you can do that. You can also download web graphics for your website. You can download high-resolution graphics, make whatever you want out of those. And so we've got flyers and more. So drop on by promote.freetalklive.com. Robert is with us listening in Indy to WXNT. Robert has told us that he agrees with a lot of the things that we talk about here on Free Talk Live, but has some reservations on the idea of maybe getting rid of the organization known as a federal government. I don't think there's any use for it whatsoever. But, Robert, you pointed out something legitimate, and that is that, you know, now and then these guys get it right, and they do something that seems to be right on its face, and so therefore there must be some value there. There must be something worth preserving about it. And specifically, you cited the Civil Rights Act and the idea that the federal government had to step in to deal with certain state governments, and you know, like in Alabama, for instance, where they were oppressing people and enforcing inequality, and that they stepped in, they did the right thing in that instance. And I think that's true. But overall, their track record towards minorities is pretty crappy. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Well, as a minority from Birmingham, Alabama, that's where I was born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that, yeah, there are certain things within the federal government that should be changed. However, I'm going back to my whole stance, like the whole George Wallace standing in the schoolhouse door, where we had to have the federal government nationalize the National Guard. To actually move progress forward. There are some things, maybe not in our recent history, not even in my history, because I wasn't born at that point, but being from Birmingham, I've seen and I've heard a lot of what happened, and I just don't understand how we can say there's no role for the federal government. And to just point out something I've heard on this show, I know you guys are not completely in agreement with Ron Paul, but
Ron Paul, okay,
yeah, Ron Paul. I mean, but you have said some kind things for him, and even me, I have some, you know, some things that he say I agree with. I could agree with the non-aggression, with the no nation building, but mm-hmm. He doesn't believe that there should have been any court action or civil rights act. So for that, he doesn't even acknowledge that there is a role for the federal government. And I don't know if that's, you know, the show's stance, Again, I've listened to this show a lot.
Let's address that issue, Mark.
I think that's the Civil Rights Act, 1968 or whatever it's called. It among other things, it does some good stuff. But among other things, it does is it takes private property and essentially turns it into public in a certain way. Robert, would you agree that a person has the right to exclude somebody from their house based on that person's color?
I mean, if that's their personal house, but not as far as restaurants or
yes, no, right? Like, so they own the house. Well, they own their restaurant too. So if they want to exclude somebody from their restaurant because they're white or because they're black, they should be able to do that, right?
No, because of the interstate commerce. This all goes back to the foundation of our country. Like I said, I'm reading this book. It's not a himself.
Robert, you're in a bit of a bad sell there for a quick moment. Let me just step in briefly. The point that Mark is making here is that property rights are really critical to freedom. So the idea being that if you support freedom, then you have to support property rights of people that are going to do things with which you might disagree with their property. So, like, you know, I personally...
You can invite somebody into your house and exclude them or exclude them based on color. You can serve them a meal, exclude them based on color. But if you decide to take money for the exclusion of that meal... in, you know, whatever abode it is that you, whatever place it is that you own, then suddenly the federal government wants to get involved.
And we're not just talking about color here. Also, gender is another thing.
If the government can tell you this thing about your property, then it can tell you anything about your property, Robert.
Right. And for me, I want to know. Like, I don't want this racist owner of a restaurant. I don't want to have that person be able to hide behind this law because they have to let everybody in and then all of a sudden, you know, slip something in my food or, you know, whatever.
They could just decide to hock a loogie in every black person's food that came into the restaurant.
I don't
want to prefer that.
And I don't want to patronize the racist as well. I don't want to, like, I want to know if the person's racist so I can never set foot in that restaurant ever in my life and I can tell everybody I know not to set foot there. But essentially, by the government getting involved, they're forcing these people to accept whoever they want into their businesses. That doesn't end racism. It just shoves it under the carpet. And I consider that dangerous.
Well, can I just say that you guys, that stance basically, in my opinion, allows, I understand your whole point, you can move, but you're talking about an entire race of people. Like, I'm from Alabama.
I gotcha.
I mean, I didn't experience going through all that because of the federal government intervention. When I was born in 1975, there was hardly any trace of it. I mean, honestly.
Well, right. Things have changed. And, you know, maybe you can claim that the federal government, I would even go so far as claiming because the federal government got involved that it ended racist practices more quickly. But let's not forget the federal government was involved in racist practices for, you know, a great deal of time before that.
They don't
still get a pass just because they changed their mind. They did a bunch of bad things.
They also, still are. The drug war. I mean, the military. I mean, these are things that target minorities and they hurt minorities. And they're not apologizing for that.
How about this, Robert? I'm not going to say to you that I don't think that human societies don't evolve. I think they do. And I don't think that democracy or the representative republic or whatever term you've got for this, what we've got in the United States, is the last step in human evolution as far as governments go. Do you?
Great.
And then now let me ask you this. If the United States government got rid of all rules as far as private businesses and their racist practices, do you think that racism would be better or worse in the United States going forward? I don't care about 1968 because I'm not in 1968. I'm in 2012.
Taking your point, I don't, at this point in 2012 where we live, people have... they've went to school together. We've almost integrated. It's not fully integrated.
Well, there's still racism out there for sure.
But
things
it's
are
a
better.
Lot better.
Things are better. But right, like, so if the federal government went away, is the KKK going to open up a restaurant in town? I mean, how's that going to go?
Right. Are people going to set it on fire if they do?
But it took the federal government to get us to this point. You cannot just...
it's just coincidence, though. I mean,
it took slavery to build the United States. I mean, that's not an acceptable statement, Robert.
Right. And also, remember, the federal government was also just intervening when it comes to the state government. In the case of Alabama, for instance, the state government had certain rules. You think of the Jim Crow laws in the South, for instance. A lot of these laws were being imposed on businesses that didn't want to follow them. So, for instance, the bus protests, many of the bus companies did not want to have these laws imposed upon them. They wanted to serve their customers, regardless of the color of their skin, but they were forced to, by the Jim Crow laws, to essentially have racist policies. So you had one government fighting another government, and so ultimately government was the problem here in the first place because they were forcing people to do things that were against their best business interests. As a business owner, it's in my interest to not be racist. I want to have as many people come into my bus or come into my restaurant. I want people to be happy. I want them to tell people about their experiences. So ultimately, you're talking about a conflict between governments here, which is what really created the situation in the first place. I wish we had more time for you, but we got to move on. Bill's on the line as well, and Robert, call us again anytime.
Please.
We'll be happy to talk to you further. Bill is also calling from Indy, and you're listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I didn't hear your previous hour. Did you already talk about the young man who refused to say the pledge of allegiance?
You got to talk right in your phone. We're having some phone difficulties today. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you aware of the young man, the 17-year-old, that refused to stand up and put his hand over his heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Where was this, in school?
I don't know. I wish I'd pay attention.
I thought it was in Texas, but I did hear somebody talking about it on the Glenn Beck show today.
Good. I'm glad you're aware of that. But I just say I supported him. I think it takes a lot of guts to do that. I never would have thought of doing something like that in high school.
Yeah, and the suggestion is that he should stand out of respect for the other people and for the people that have fought and died for his right to, not say the pledge or whatever. And I don't. how many people, which veterans in which war fought and died for his right not to stand? I just don't know which ones did.
I'm looking for it here. I see one about a 13-year-old girl who refused to stand and is now suing. I'd be interested in seeing
maybe
that story.
A girl. I don't know. All I heard was briefly on the Glenn Beck show. I didn't stay in the...
I'm glad you guys are aware of it. Hey,
I wasn't, but thanks for giving me the heads up. I appreciate it, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Maybe somebody will post it over at freetalklive.com and some show prep there, and perhaps it will be voted up. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow night. And we'll see you then online. In the meantime, it's been Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.